Now, in studio, we're going to be having as many candidates as we can come through the doors and sit down with us for a very brief interview, almost an interrogation, I'm afraid, because I'm going to ask the same questions of all of them as they come in. This morning, Amanda Page, candidate for Deschutes County Commissioner position number 3. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in today. So, let me start out with, where do you live and what's your current occupation?
I live in Redmond, and I'm a flight paramedic.
Why do you want to be a county commissioner?
Great question. I grew up in a very small rural town between Fort Klamath and Chiloquin. And growing up, like, you had to take care of community. You had to help each other out because we were so far from services. And so I was raised from a very young age to serve your community, and that has carried on throughout my life. It affected the career that I chose. I started out in EMS by being on a volunteer fire department because I lived in a small rural town and they needed help. And then they needed help with the ambulance side, and so I became an EMT. And I just kind of have progressed through this process of, like, okay, what's the next step to serving my community that I live in? Because that's really important to me. And so, you know, I've served on the Redmond School Board and really enjoyed that governing experience. And when this county commission expanded, it seemed like a really great opportunity to take my skill set and my passion and then this experience that I've had to do something even more to serve in a bigger way.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing the county?
You know, there's so many. We could talk about affordability, housing, homelessness, water quality. All of these things are really important. But I think the biggest immediate challenge will be that regardless of how these elections go in May or November, we're going to have at least 3, if not 4, new commissioners on a 5-seat commission. And that will be challenging, especially 3 to 4 of them will be, actually all 4 will be coming off of campaigning season where they've been promising all these things to the people who voted for them, right? And so they're going to want to come in and get those things done. But we also have to recognize that we have to work together as a team, right? And so instead of pushing against each other, we're going to need to figure out how to move in the same direction and hit the ground running from day one to attack those really important issues like affordability and housing.
How do you propose to do that?
I think as one of the few people who have experience governing, I know what this looks like. I govern in Redmond, which is, you know, a really mixed political place. And it's also a nonpartisan position. And so I've spent, I'm on my second term there, you know, and I've spent my time really figuring out, like, how do we address issues instead of stances? And what I mean by that is if you look at the issue of homelessness, some people will say, like, well, we've got to move the homeless camps out off of BLM land because it's going to cause wildfire danger. And other people will be like, but we need to, like, respect people and we need to, like, not move them too quickly and lose their things. But those are what they want to do, their stances. So they want to keep them there or they want to move them. But when you look at the issue really is one group wants safety. They want to make sure that we don't create an increased risk for wildfires. The other group, their issue is humanity. Like, how do we keep the dignity of these people? And so instead of each side pushing for what they think is the right thing to do, I go at it from, okay, how do we protect our forests and protect dignity and humanity? What is the solution that does both of those things? And so instead of just compromising, we work together to figure out how we meet both of those things at the same time. And I've had experience on that at the Redmond School Board. And so I feel like I'm uniquely qualified in this group to come able to, on day one, hit the ground running, attack these really important issues and make progress where we need to.
So I'll conclude with letting you have a minute to give us a concluding statement.
Sure. You know, I'm a proud Deschutes County resident. Born and raised in Oregon. I love it here. And the things that I love about it are we have a beautiful outdoors natural resource area. I love fly fishing. I love going on hikes and backpacking. And I really appreciate that we have all this access to nature. And this area is growing because of that, right? People want to come here and live here. And so I think it's important that as we grow, we do it incredibly mindfully in a way that protects those things that we love. have that protects the agriculture, the farm workers, people who have been here for a long time, who are just trying to afford to stay here and to be able to have their kids come back and live here. And that's a really high priority thing for me.
Amanda Page, candidate for County Commission position number 3. Thank you.
Thank you.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.